Editor's note: this article originally appeared on Milton Today, December 30. Milton Council has approved an official plan amendment aimed at streamlining and unifying planning policies for the historic village of Oma. Senior planner Megan Lovell recently provided a brief historical overview of Oma, situated at the intersection of 4th Line and Britannia Road. Founded in 1818 as a gathering point for residents from nearby farms, it is the remaining village of the former Trafalgar Township to retain its original character. The amendment addresses the challenges posed by the village's locations across two secondary planning areas, Boyne to the north and Britannia to the south. Key changes include refining Oma's boundaries within the Boyne secondary plan and removing Oma-specific policies from both plans. Instead, new overarching policies have been introduced in the parent official plan to ensure consistent guidelines and comprehensive study for the entire area. Both plans will provide the policy framework, land use designations, and implementation policies for the area. The updated framework includes environmental assessments to address stormwater management, floodplain constraints, and the preservation of Oma's unique character. Infrastructure evaluations for water, wastewater, and road servicing. Clear guidelines for site-specific development applications. During the December meeting, Count John Chaloner sought clarification on whether the amendment would add new obligations for landowners. Lovell confirmed that the amendment does not impose additional processes but instead consolidates existing requirements and clarifies expectations for future applications. Jill Hogan, Commissioner of Development Services, noted the importance of the amendment. Oma has been sort of an island outside of our major growth areas. Now, we're trying to come up with a game plan to facilitate future development in Oma in a way that makes sense, Hogan said.